And now, the Goldbergs. When Molly came south to be present at Sandy Goldberg's wedding to Sylvia Allison, Molly expected to revise all her past opinions of the girl and admit she was wrong. And then incident after incident occurred which more than reinforced all Molly's old suspicions. First, Sammy wasn't at hand. Sylvia said Sammy was away on business for her father. Mr. Allison said so too. But Molly couldn't rest quietly. And then she learned that Sammy had sent a telegram to Lastonbury asking her not to come, saying the marriage was off. Lastly, Molly recognized in Sylvia's brother-in-law the voice of the man who had warned her not to let Sammy come south. This mass of distortion and suspicion overcame Molly. She was on the point of demanding an explanation of the whole mess of the Allison, when suddenly the phone rang. Sammy had come back. But Molly's not satisfied to let everything pass, for the happiness of her son, his safety, and his feelings are paramount in her life. And Molly will not rest until she knows the truth of what happened at the Allison. Listen.
Molly, yes, Molly, yes. Quickly. What are you waiting
yes.
for? Come. We are going to the store. Let me let the store.
Yes, I know, Drake. I'm coming.
Where is your enthusiasm, where? You couldn't wait until Sammy got back and
all right, Drake. I'm getting ready, Elsie. There.
Sylvia.
Mom, why did Sammy come back?
I don't know. I don't know why Sammy came back. What should I do?
Don't do anything until you see Sammy more.
But now I'm between him and Drake. Sylvia, the telegraph.
Family said we shouldn't come in the telegraph, that the wedding was over. Why did he come back for us? That was the worst thing he could do at the moment. Why did he come back for us? He wasn't on a business trip, Rosalie. That we know. And now Sammy's back. What should I do now,
Rosalie?
I don't do anything until you see Sammy.
And Papa?
Don't say anything to Papa either.
Why, Rosalie? Well, why shouldn't I? You're smarter than I am now, Rosalie. At the moment, you're smarter. You think for me, Mommy. I can't think, Rosalie. I'm so beside myself, Rosalie. Why did Sammy send me a telegram to Lastonbury? Why? He said in the telegram, don't come. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. I didn't dreamt it, Rosalie. I didn't dreamt it. I told you. That's what was in the telegram. Don't come. Wedding is over. Letter will follow. That was in the telegram.
I know, Mama.
But when? Then why did he come back? Why did he leave?
Ma will know everything. Now, maybe it's a good thing that you didn't call the brother-in-law, Adam, and say that you knew he was the one who called us in Lastonbury to warn us not to let Sammy go south. You're mistaken, Ma.
Well, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure I'm not wrong. That brother-in-law, Ed? That's the name, no? Ed.
Uh-huh.
I'll see him also, yes. See him in our last session, sir. I'm not finished, Ed, just because Sammy came back.
I'm
coming.
Do you want me to help you, Mother Goldberg?
No, thank you.
Oh, you're a conscientious Mother Goldberg.
Calm down. You're getting yourself nervous again.
I stand up, Mother Goldberg.
Come on. You're so nervous.
Well, now I have something to be nervous about.
No, no, not until you see me in history.
Well, Molly, you must be very anxious to see your
son. I'm coming, Rick.
Oh, lovely. Then I shouldn't tell Papa.
I wouldn't, Mom. Maybe they just had a little lover's quarrel and Sammy sent the telegram. Did you know Sammy's quick-tempered, Mom?
Huh? And you think, darling, that what they told us about Sammy being raped on a business trip was true?
Maybe it was.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was not. Maybe it was not. Rosalie, there's more than a haystack than the needle. There's more than the needle, Rosalie, dear. And there's more here than we ever even thought about.
If we speak to Sammy more, we'll find out.
Molly,
I'm coming. Hey, Emmy has.
Rosalie?
Don't cross the bridge until you get to it, Ma.
The bridge was crossed, darling. The bridge was crossed long ago, and that is a pity.
What's that, Molly?
Oh, my dear young Jake.
I don't know if this is blue and this is black.
Come, Rosalie. All right, Ma, but please don't leave me.
That one,
right? No, come. I said the blue one. But you
don't know this is blue.
And this is black. And this is black. Daddy? Mother Goldberg!
Sylvia.
I told you Daddy would come back. I knew he would. I knew you wouldn't believe the lies that came near you. The minute he had a moment of thinking, to consider, to see that all they want to do was to hurt. Sammy loves you. He loves you. And he's back. I told you to wait, Daddy, darling. I told you not to tell the Goldbergs. I told you they'd never need to know.
But Leah will remember those hours of agony she caused me with the lies.
Oh, let's not worry about Leah, Daddy. Sammy's back.
Now I'll tell the Goldbergs the truth. As long as Sammy is back, I'll tell them the truth. At least that much I'll get off my conscience.
Daddy, listen to this.
What now?
I'm going down to meet Sammy alone. I'm going to tell him what happened. How he spoke to Sammy. We told him he was on a business trip. I'll ask him not to say anything to them. The Goldbergs don't have to know about Ed and Leah. They don't have to know about Sammy's quarrel with me.
No. I lied once. That's enough.
But, Daddy, darling, do you think Sammy would want his people to know how silly he was? How we acted like a baby? Running off just because of what Leah said? Well, don't you think he's ashamed?
I'm ashamed that I lied too, Sylvia.
But we have to think of Sammy. It goes very good last day that Sammy and I quarreled. Well, you know the trouble I had with him last year.
This isn't the way a marriage should begin.
Marriages begin because people love each other. And they break up because strangers and relatives mix in. I don't want Mrs. Goldberg to have any reason for having confidential talks with Sandy on what Leah told us. I wouldn't put it past her to go to Leah. And you know Leah, Daddy. You know how she feels about us. You know what she'd do to make you unhappy.
But Leah knows that Sammy wasn't away on a business trip.
As long as Sammy says he's fine, that's all that counts.
I don't like it.
Listen to me, Daddy. I know what's right. I can feel it. I'm going down to talk to Sammy before he can see anyone else. And we'll come back together. If the Goldbergs here,
I'll tell her
I'm driving Sammy back. It'll only take another 10 minutes. Don't tell her anything. You see, I was right before, and I'm right now.
But Sylvia...
It's the third day.
In here, Jake.
See, I'm coming. Mrs. Goldberg is changing herself.
No, there's no hurry.
Why didn't Sammy come right here to the house? Why is he waiting at the store? All right, so let's go. Where is Sylvia?
She went out to the store.
Why didn't she wait for us?
That's so much to tell, Sammy.
Then let's go.
Look, why should we rush? Let the two young people meet first.
Oh.
Sylvia went down to get Sammy with the car.
Mr.
Allison Singh.
But, Drake, I wish...
Molly.
You stay with Mr. Allison,
dear.
Rosalie and me...
You can't wait.
No, I can't wait, Drake.
Molly, remember, you're only the second fiddle now.
Yes. Well, the second fiddle has its place in an orchestra, too. No, Drake? And as long as the strings are not broken, the fiddles can fiddle.
You didn't know my wife was a philosopher, huh, Alison?
Well, what?
A philosopher? Why a philosopher? A mother's sister.